The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. So whatever you do, whether you text, tweet, etc., put odds on it. And I think we've kind of covered all of the possibilities on Kevin Durant. So unless you have something that is completely different than what we've done for 2 days, let's find another topic. What are the odds Golden State loses to the Cavaliers and KD goes to Cleveland next season? Now, that's funny.
And by the way, make no mistake, Kevin Durant didn't leave an elite team. He joined an elite team. He didn't leave an elite team. The Thunder were a good team, a really good team. They were not elite. That team, they won 55 games. They were solid. They were good. That team, though, is essentially Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook. Had they kept James Harden, they'd probably be an elite team, but they didn't. They had a chance to be an elite team, and they chose not to. And I'm sure things like that, if I'm Kevin Durant, that sticks in my head.
Well, yeah, and I mentioned that yesterday. I think you look at some of the decisions they made. They refused to go over the luxury tax, which, you know, other teams like the Cavaliers certainly haven't been afraid to do that. Golden State's certainly not afraid to do that. Hell, your Rockets are not afraid to do that. But, I don't know what else there is to say about it. I think we've had our say and everybody else has had their say, and that's it. AJ, odds Derek Lewis gets a fight against Brock Lesnar after Saturday's win this weekend?
I'd put him at probably 15, 10%, and that's assuming they both win. The problem is Derek's not a huge name yet, although this a win over Roy Nelson could change that at but they're trying to make big money fights for Brock Lesnar.
If he's impressive and he really is going to keep fighting, then you know he's probably got to take another step toward a title shot.
That's exactly what they'll rush him to a title shot. And this is the last fight on Derek's contract, so it's an important one for him. I know he's focused on that, but they asked him today if he would what he thought about Brock Lesnar, and he actually said in an interview he didn't think Brock Lesnar's a fighter. He doesn't like to get hit. So
we've been saying that all along, that he doesn't like to get hit.
Well, that's true. He doesn't like to get hit.
Listen, what are the odds Russell Wilson will suck now that he's having sex?
I wonder about that. I wonder if it's going to affect his standing as a keeper for me in my fantasy football league. I don't know how it's going to change him.
I think they've been having sex. Do you see that thing about...
How dare you?
You see that thing about in some court filing where she thinks Future wants to kill him?
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay.
That's scary stuff.
I'm sorry, but there's not a female out there that's worth getting killed over.
No.
If I'm him, I'm like, okay, see ya. Thanks. Not getting married after all. Let's try Armando. You're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
My question is, what are the odds that the Astros clinch the division at the end of the season after trailing the entire season the way the Rangers did to them last season?
Boy, that's a bad phone connection.
Yeah, I think what he was asking was, what are the odds the Astros win the division at the very end the way the Rangers did last year? mean, I think that's what's probably going to have to happen. But, I give them a 30% chance of winning the division, same as I give the Texans right now.
Yeah, and sounds about right.
Well, how many more games do they have with the Rangers? That's my first question. Because at whatever, what they're seven back now, add that many games to how far they
are
behind.
They're going to lose all of them?
Yes.
Every one of them?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's...
They're 1-9 against them, so I feel pretty strongly that my prediction will be correct.
Who's going to win the silver boot is what I want to think.
Oh, that boot is all the way up the Astros' ass right now. Okay, Julian, good point. Fred, what are the odds you would get killed for bald Natalie Portman? You know what? I don't even know if I'd get killed for her.
Only 6 games left with the Rangers in the second
half.
No, 9. I'm sorry.
Oh, 9. All right. So.
Yeah. 3 here in early August. 3 there in early September. 3 here in mid-September.
So that's 9 more games I'll have to make up elsewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go down to 15%. For some reason, I didn't think they had that many more left.
But they've got... They've got a handful of games left with the Angels, and that's pretty important, too.
Yeah, but that doesn't...
10 games left with the Angels, and they're going to win every one of those.
There is that,
but it's the
you're losing a game. Yeah, you're losing a game to the Rangers. All right, so if they have 9 left, I say they'll go 1-8. I'm going to give them a victory.
Okay.
Just 1, but they're going to get a victory, so they're going to lose 7 more games in the standings to the Rangers over that time. Josh asks, what are the odds your book is released in 2016? I would say it's pretty, I don't want to say it's impossible, but I'd say less than 1%. It's going to be in 2017, but still in the business mode of things now. So once that all that gets worked out, I'll have a release date. But I would say there's no way. I don't want to say there's no way, but I just don't see any chance we'd get it out before the end of the year. Let's try Tony.
Up, hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask, what are the odds that Cain Velasquez beats this woman beater called Travis Brown? I'll hang up and listen.
I like Cain. This is, to me, stylistically, it's not a great matchup for Travis Brown. Travis hits hard, but he's not going to be able to deal with the wrestling from Cain Velasquez. But again, it depends on what Cain Velasquez shows up, because Cain's been not himself the last couple times. So. But Kane to me is one of the safer predictions on the card that he'll beat Travis Brown.
713-780-ESPN. Jared, what are the odds KD shoots more threes next season than Green? I think I saw a thing where if basically Steph and Klay Thompson took 3 fewer shots per game based on taking the other guys out of the lineup, then Durant would get as many shots as he's accustomed to. But don't you think it's Draymond Green's going to be the one that gives up more shots than, you know, what Steph Curry taking 3 fewer shots a game or Klay Thompson?
Probably not. It just depends on the way they use them offensively. I mean, I can't imagine all 3 of those guys are going to be standing outside the 3-point line just waiting. But the shots are going to come
know.
From somewhere.
you never know. K-Sig said, current odds for the 16-17 NBA title, Golden State minus 180, Cleveland plus 300. Implied odds of Golden State is 64%. So, there you go. Let's try Jim.
Oh,
hey, sports.
What's up, Jim?
Hey, sports. How are you guys doing?
We're doing sports.
Just wondering what you guys think odds of the Minnesota Vikings winning the Super Bowl.
Fred likes them more than I do. I'll go with a good 2%. I won't say they've got no shot, but I think it's pretty.
I like them as a. I like them as a long shot to come out of the NFC as a possibility. I have not decided yet whether I'm actually going to have the cojones to pick them. But just for the record, your actual odds for Minnesota, 18-1.
Okay.
Which is about what the Saints were the year they won it. So I think that's going to be a very good team. The whole thing is, for me, I have to see Teddy Bridgewater take that next step and become a really, really good quarterback who can win games for you. If that happens, yeah, I think they're a Super Bowl contender. But that's a lot to ask. I like the guy. I think he's got it in him. Does he have it this year? This needs to be the year if they're going to do it. And I just don't know. John got a little football question. What's up, John?
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, I had a question for you. What are the odds the University of Tennessee makes it to the college football playoff this year?
You know, a lot of people are all over Tennessee. I like the coach. I like the program. I still think I need to see the step forward before I'm gonna jump all over that bandwagon. So
I'm not in on it either.
I know obviously you're a Tennessee fan, so I don't want to throw water on you. I just think that's one of those teams I'm just not ready to say okay, they're in. Although they're only 15-1 to win the whole thing right now, according to Sportsbook.
You can have that.
Yeah. Houston 75-1, in case you were curious. Alabama, your favorite. So the problem is, here's what your issue is with Tennessee. They're still, just from an odds perspective, still behind both Alabama and LSU. You'd have to beat them in a SEC championship game to get there. And, you know, I still think, at least on paper, I like those two teams better. I think Florida's going to be, if they get quarterback play, that's a good football team. I don't know what Georgia's going to be. So I don't really know what to make of the East. They're probably the best team in the East, but I wouldn't count out Florida just yet.
In response to how will this affect Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
Russ got married in England so he could have sex 5 hours sooner. All-time great clock management move, in my opinion. It's a good point.
It is. All right. That's music. Somebody asked, do you have a poker ebook? No, I've got a horse one. AJ and I did a sports betting one. There's just so much poker literature out there by poker pros that...
Yeah, guys like Phil Hellmuth and Dan Harrington are smarter about poker than us.
Yeah, so I think that's... could we communicate it better than them? Yeah, but it's all stuff I've read from them, basically, would be what we would do. So, yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Did you see who... hopes to still play football.
Andre Johnson.
Your buddy Andre.
I wish that he would do the ride off into the sunset, you know, the dignified way.
Yeah.
It appears that's not going to happen.
He turned 35 Monday, and you know, he had 41 catches last year, 503 yards and 4 touchdowns, which... not great numbers.
But if you watched him,
he
couldn't get separation to save his life.
And you could see that the year before when he was here, actually. Yeah. He still had a good season, but...
he's a shell of what he was.
But,
which, by the way, Andre Johnson, that's what Kevin Durant's career probably would have been had he stayed in Oklahoma. And all the Texans fans who say, oh, Andre should have gotten a ring, he deserves a ring. Well, Kevin Durant thinks he deserves one, too. He's going to actually go out and get one before it's too late.
If he could get 26 catches, he'd move ahead of Terrell Owens and Reggie Wayne into sixth place all time. And with 481 yards, he'd move ahead of Wayne and Marvin Harrison into seventh place. So there are some, you know, there's some Hall of Fame arguments to try to make for him by hanging around for another year if he can put up those kind of numbers.
And to the same point, why do you think Marvin Harrison and Reggie Wayne will get in the Hall of Fame before Andre Johnson?
Oh.
Because they have rings.
Yeah, that's part of it. Certainly part of it. But, I wonder if somebody would give him a shot to, at least in camp, if somebody gets hurt. But, I mean, he'd have to wind up on a team like the Patriots or the Packers to put up those kind of numbers, I think. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Let's give away some poker seats, about three of them. Seat to the Blitz Summer Poker Classic tomorrow, Dave and Buster's on Richmond. Tournament starts at 7. All players must register to play by 6:45. So if you win one of these spots, you still need to register by 6:45. The top 25 and the qualifier get a seat in the final round and a chance to win the grand prize, a 55-inch hair HD TV and $500 cash. How about that? For details and the official rules, log on to ESPN975.com. If you want to be put on the list to get on my get at my table, just tell our intern. Apparently, we've got a whole bunch of people that want to. So
everybody wants to play with the Falcons,
well,
with the Prime Minister.
Because I'm going to give them my chips when I have to leave. But let's do callers 10, 11, and 12. And, yeah, just tell the intern, and we'll put you on the list, and we'll have some kind of drawing or something for who gets to sit at the table. It'll be fun. All right, let's try a phone call. JC, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, guys, sports. What are the odds that the Golden State Warriors will suffer from too much talent effect? I saw it the other day on Google. It's a term. Yeah, I was just wondering maybe if they just added too much four all-stars on the same team. Just, I don't know. Has that ever been done before? I'll hang up and listen.
Somehow I think they'll manage.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never heard someone say, we've just got too many good players on this team. I can't picture someone saying that. No coach would say that. No player would say that.
Mm.
You know who says that? The 12th guy at the end of the bench who doesn't get on the court because he's not good enough.
But I'm glad you Googled that.
David West.
Yeah. So this is where
that's what he says.
This is where I remind you guys that unless there's something really new on the Durant thing, then let's use some other topics. 409 says Hoffman's Pavilion looks pretty sad and old these days. What are the odds the Cougs get a new arena at some point? From what I understand, they're going to renovate that thing and totally redo it. So
I hear it's going to be a Landry's. They're going to serve seafood there.
Well, that'd be cool. Be about, never mind. I was going to make a very inappropriate joke. What are the odds my texts aren't getting read because I've been banned? No, probably
0%.
Yeah, that's not it. Not really sure why, but either I didn't see him or they weren't that interesting. All right, let's try Jared. What's up, Jared?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, I love the show. I hope this is a new good question about KD. My question is, I think he took a huge gamble. Say he doesn't win a ring with the Warriors, what do you think his legacy will hold up compared to all the other all-time greats who never won a ring? I'll hang up and listen.
I don't think it would have been any different than had he stayed in Oklahoma City and not won a ring, which was my point all along. You know, if you're at the end of the day, no one's going to remember how Kevin Durant got his rings. They're going to remember if he got them or not. So if he doesn't win one in Golden State, his legacy will forever be that he couldn't win a championship. But that's the same thing he would have dealt with had he stayed in Oklahoma and not won.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, as far as being an all-time great, though, I think he's a long way from being in that conversation anyway. I mean, he's got to have three or four.
He's
more.
A very, very good scorer.
Yeah, he's a great scorer.
He's a really good basketball player.
But as far as that,
but to put him in the conversation with a guy like LeBron James, even is almost asinine. And it's so easy to compare those two because they play the same position. And it's pretty clear that LeBron James is just on a different level than a guy like Kevin Durant.
Chad, what are the odds the Mavericks get past the first round of the playoffs next season? I could see them, honestly, especially the way the West looks right now, I could see them getting a 4 or 5 and getting to the second round, depending on the matchup. I mean, I like what they've done. It depends on Bogut's health, which is always iffy. But I like what they've added. Dirk's still playing at a real nice level.
Yeah,
I think getting rid of Chandler Parsons is a plus. Man, that to me, that's addition by subtraction.
I mean, Harrison Barnes, whatever you think about him, he'll contribute more than Chandler Parsons has.
Yeah. And to Google guy, I would just say I'm pretty sure the Lakers had four All-Stars on their team at one time. Celtics had a bunch of guys. So, anyway. Well, I'm getting a lot of the same, what are the odds the Astros catch the Rangers thing. I'll point you to the second segment of the first hour on the podcast because we actually did that. And save your Astros questions. 6:15, we're going to give you three poker spots. Best Astros questions. 832, odds the Texans get to the Super Bowl in the next 5 years.
I'll go 5%.
Yeah. I to me, this better be their window, but if you got the quarterback wrong, which there's no way of knowing yet, then it's not going to be a 5-year window. Yeah, honestly, what if they got it wrong with Brock Osweiler? How far does that set you back? 2 years?
2 to 3.
Three.
And then you got to find a new one.
And then you're probably drafting a guy. You're trading up to do what the Eagles did last year, and then he's going to take a couple years. So, there's an interesting one for you. What are the odds the Spurs are the top seed in the West next season? I'm not as high on them this year. I was really high on them last year, and they had a great regular season. But I also think at some point, age starts catching up with you. And, if Duncan's not back, I mean, Gasol's probably a better offensive option, but I don't think he's the same kind of player. He doesn't do as much for you. I think Parker is slowing down a little bit. I think they're really good. But, and if it's going to be anybody else, it's going to be them.
I don't see them being better than the Warriors. I could see them beating the Warriors in the playoffs, because I'll always say I'm never going to count out a Popovich team, especially one that's as loaded with talent as those guys are. But I still think it's probably about 20% that the Spurs win the West, about 75% that the Warriors do, and about 5% that someone else does.
What are the odds the Texans give Johnson the chance to get his records in a Texans jersey? 0%. I don't think he could. He couldn't
make this
team. He can't make this team, especially with all they've invested in young wide receivers.
No.
No chance.
Andre will get to come back and sign a one-day contract and get his jersey lifted up into the rafters, and that's good. But he's not going to play for the Texans again.
What are the odds the Longhorns make it to a bowl game this year? I think they'll make a bowl. I think they're going to win at least 8 games.
80%.
Yeah.
And if they don't, then you're probably looking for a new coach.
Yeah, which I like Charlie Strong. I really do. I think this year you're going to see a much, much different team. I really do. I think you're going to see this is his third year with these guys. He's got the kind of players he wants. And I think they'll be fine. What are the odds UFC 200 might be a bust? I don't think so, man. There's too many good fights for the thing to be a bust.
And I think they set it up as such.
Yeah. So he says, I'm not even going to get into that. Thinking us saying 60% the Rockets don't make the playoffs is too high based on what Sportsbook has. Just an opinion. I think it's a coin flip. AJ thinks it's 60% they don't make it. Let's take a quick break. It is What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
This is the Blitz.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number. 281. What are the odds you, talking about me, go completely bald before you get divorced again? I don't know that I'll ever go completely bald. I mean, I'll shave it off at some point, probably. I would say divorce 90-10 on that. So, ESPN. Let's take Paul's call. He's been on hold for a very long time. What's up, Paul?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you, sir.
I had a KD question, but I changed my mind.
Good call.
What are the odds that U of H is going to make it to the college playoffs? I'm going to hang up and listen to y'all.
Yeah, we did that in the first hour, too. So podcastarena.com. But I think I said slightly less than 5% would be my thought, mainly. And I know not you all can't listen. Not everybody can listen to the whole show. So just to recap it, I mean, it's hard enough to go undefeated. But even if they go undefeated, I think it's still only a 30% chance because of the other teams that are going to be out there and, you know, the competition to get in. So let's try Sean. What's up,
Sean? Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you.
I don't know if y'all heard, but it's been noted that Johnny Manziel's ex, Colleen, has been seen with DeAndre Hopkins a lot. It's like he has pictures of her on her on his Instagram and stuff. So my what are the odds is D-Hop is taking Johnny Manziel's ex to Bone Town? I hang up and listen.
Oh, if he's hanging with her, I'm sure he is.
Yeah.
Turn that off, man. That phone's killing us. I don't know, man. She's got a lot of crazy in her. I think I'd stay away from that. Of course, so does Johnny, but I don't think that's a good move for Mr. Hopkins, but that's just me.
Something tells me that Johnny had way bigger problems than that girlfriend.
Yeah, but apparently they brought out the worst in each other and physical stuff.
Yeah.
So apparently Tracy is sitting in the United Club drinking champagne waiting for her flight.
Hard times.
I want to know what are the odds that she's going to get wasted before her first flight. I'd say percent 1,000. So that's not too uppity for blitzers. Okay? That's fine. Anywhere you listen is fine. I would say except maybe church. But if you're going to church on a afternoon during the week, you probably don't listen to this show. So, 713-780-ESPN. PJ, what are the odds the city of Houston gets a championship in the next 8 years? 5%.
Yeah.
No, 3%. Right. I don't think the Rockets have any shot anytime soon. I think the Astros are probably your best bet. But, 281 asked again, did you hear Game of Thrones Season 7 got pushed back? Yeah, we talked about that last hour, too, at the last segment. But apparently they just want to film it during the winter because winter has come. So, yeah, it's going to get pushed back. But it's only 6 episodes anyway.
Yeah.
So
maybe it's better that it's pushed back because then it's not over as fast.
Yeah. Because right now, I really wish it was on right now because there's just not much going on sports-wise. And, yeah, the free agency thing, that was great for a day. But, yeah, this would be a good time to have Game of Thrones to talk about.
Yeah.
3 days in a pool in Cancun with 15 beers a day. Odds my skin melts off. 36%.
Yeah.
Yeah, going to go 36% chance that happens.
So it turns out my shins were sunburned on the river.
Yeah.
And I knew it was pretty bad. I didn't realize how bad. It was like second-degree burns.
Oh, jeez, man.
Yeah, not good.
Yeah, I plan on being in the sun a lot over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, but the Canadian sun's a little different than the Texas sun. Like, I see people on Facebook crying about it's 90 degrees here.
Yeah, it's not the heat, though, that gets you a tan. I mean,
But it's easier to stay out in the sun longer when you're...
Well, actually, yeah, it's easier to stay out in the sun longer because it's cooler and you're not realizing that you're burning yourself to a crisp. I don't burn anyway, though. The first time I'm out, I'll burn a little bit and then it turns to, then I just tan the rest of the way. What are the odds I crash while texting this? Well, it's Houston, so 50% chance you're going to have a crash anyway because it's Houston.
Yeah.
So, 713-780-ESPN. What are the odds Brady plays 5 more years and gets 2 more rings? 5 years would be a lot.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to do that.
I think he's got another ring in him, though.
I do, too.
A lot of people say they go to church during the week and listen to the show. Well, not in church. On your way to church. What are the odds Hodor comes back as a White Walker? Got to be 1,000%, right?
I'm almost sure.
Yeah. That'll be kind of cool to see him. I don't think they can talk, though, right? Well, those are the whites. They're not actually White Walkers. So 0% that it's a White Walker, but he will come back as a white.
How cool would it be if Hodor was actually a White Walker, though?
That would be very cool. Tanner, what are the odds either of you going to Black Pistol Fire tonight? Sounds like a band you dig. I didn't know they were in town. I haven't been to a concert in forever. I'm trying to think the last one I went to, actually, was, I think it was about, well, it was the last Black Horse Limo show at Warehouse about 4 months ago. So, and that was the first one I'd been to. Yeah. No, Guns N' Roses. That's the last concert I went to in Vegas.
That was my last one.
That counts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Last one in town, though. All right, what are the odds Alabama repeats? They're going to be good again.
I agree. I mean, it's Alabama. You could pick them every year, and you wouldn't be stupid for doing it.
Yeah. I mean, I keep thinking at some point you've got to see some regression because they lose so many players every year. And, yeah, they recruit great every year, but sooner or later you start missing on those guys. But they never miss. I won't say they never miss.
They rarely miss. But when they do, they get so much depth.
They coach guys up. So... what are the odds Chris Berman has a heart attack during the home run derby? Oh, that's just mean. That's just mean. 10%. Let's try Carl. What's up, Carl?
Sports.
Sports to you.
I was wondering, what are the odds Texans will have some good players from unrestricted free agents? I heard the tight end from Cal is a pretty good pickup. And what are your thoughts on that? Thank you.
I'm sorry,
I didn't understand a word he said.
John, can you help with that?
Tight end free agents and the guy from Cal.
Okay, undrafted free agents that they picked up. It's always a crapshoot. I hear good things about him at practice, but you know, their practice is, Jerome likes to call this OTAs or practice for practice. They're out there in shorts, basically. And a lot of guys look good in shorts. So I'll have a better idea when camp opens about that. But they hit on one of those about every 2 years. One of those undrafted free agents winds up being a pretty good player for them. So I that's one thing this front office has done very well. That's obviously the one I'm most curious about because I think that's the worst position on the team.
It's bad. But they feel good about it.
Yeah, of course they feel good about it. Just finished Banshee. Thoughts on gore levels versus Game of Thrones?
Banshee's way more gory.
Yeah, I think so. I put somebody else on that last night. I still think that may be the one show that I like better than Game of Thrones. Good. It's a shame that it's over.
Yep.
Let's try Wyatt. What's going on, Wyatt?
How's it going, fellas?
Sports.
I actually have two what are the odds questions. My first one is, what are the odds that Alec Bregman gets called up shortly after the All-Star break? And my second question is, what are the odds that Usain Bolt competes in the Olympics? Thank you.
I don't know much about the Olympics and who's going to compete and who's not. If I were him, I'm telling you now, I would not compete in those Olympics. That dude's got enough going on that he doesn't need it. No one's going to question how great he is. As far as the Bregman thing, where is he going to play? You know, Luis Valbuena has actually been really good for the last couple weeks. You're obviously not going to move Altuve. You're not going to move Correa. So, I don't know. I don't see any rush on Bregman. I know he's hitting nice so far down in AAA, but I wouldn't be in any rush to call that kid up.
Yeah, because if you do put him at third... then I guess you put Valbuena at first until he stops hitting. And where do you put A.J. Reed starting to hit the ball? So you put one of those guys at DH maybe to replace Gattis. And I don't know. There's just not really a spot for him right now. And I don't know that I'd want to rush him anyway because, you know, you saw what happened. I mean, A.J. Reed's a lot farther along in his career, and look how long it took him to get going. So I would say if something happens, if Altuve gets hurt, or Correa gets hurt, then I could see bringing him up. Or if Valbuena gets hurt, maybe. All right. quick break. We'll have a gym of the day when we come back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And sorry, I was watching the end of a race here at Woodbine where I just got a 15-1 shot home on top.
Good for you.
Anyway, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. I wish I'd had this yesterday because it would have been my hey man bleep that, but I still think it's a pretty good gym. A fitness instructor in Minnesota who has, I have to say, looks pretty good.
Okay.
Wore a, they're calling it a mini dress, but it's really not. It's just kind of a nice dress, a little short, but not insanely short, to a wedding. And apparently, other guests found her dress inappropriate.
Hating bitches.
And got all over Facebook and were saying all sorts of mean things about her. And, which, I'm a fan of the dress. She's a little mannish for me. You know, she's kind of, she does fitness, so she's a little bulky. But I'm a fan of the dress. What is it about people that they feel like, yeah, what? Which, it's just a nice looking kind of you're Let going out this. Dress. Okay, you tell me if you think this is something that she should be.
I'll be the judge.
Chastised over. I just think it looks like a normal dress.
Is it like below her boobs? Is that exposed skin?
No, there's no exposed skin on there.
Okay, I thought like, you see how the top looks like an X?
No, it's kind of pink.
Okay,
that's
so below,
that's not skin. That's gray is what that
no,
is.
No, there's nothing wrong with that dress.
No. And so apparently it became a big Facebook ordeal, and people were actually saying nasty things about her.
That's stupid.
Yeah. So I would say, hey, man, bleep that, but you know, come on, guys. Because you don't look that good in a dress, that's what it is?
I don't look that good in a dress.
I don't either. I mean,
I'm getting better, but
my arms look like hers. But other than that, anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
What are the odds I can win a Super Bowl with the Texans on Madden 17? FYI, I suck on Madden.
Are you going to play on rookie level?
Rookie
level. Playing on all Madden.
If you suck, rookie level is still anybody can win a Super Bowl.
I haven't played a game of Madden that wasn't on all Madden level in ages. If you play not on all Madden level and you talk about your Madden accomplishments, I don't even want to hear it. Even if you win the Super Bowl with the Texans.
Oh, boy. Man, there's a bunch of people. Let's grab some phone calls. Patrick, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, what are the odds that we get to play daily fantasy football here in Texas sometime this season?
Probably zero.
Yeah, I don't think that's ever going to happen. Listen, that's the only negative to living in this state is that we're. Oh, what was that? You know, we're never going to get things like that. I mean,
that's not the only negative.
Well, it's the main negative is that we don't have legal weed and we don't have legal gambling.
It's a big one.
Those are, you know, we don't have casino gambling. How's that? Dan, you're on the Blitz.
Hey now, Dan, sports.
Okay, Dan, you're not on the Blitz.
Thanks for the call, Dan.
But, let's try Jason.
Jason, sports.
Sports, guys. Hey, first of all, did y'all hear Nick Wright yesterday making himself look even stupider than he already did? Colin Cowherd talking about how he could see Kevin Durant just making this whole thing up to make the Warriors dump their roster and then signing with the Thunder. And then my what are the odds you see Russell Westbrook averaging 25 shots a game next year? I'll hang up and listen.
I can almost assure you that Russell Wilson will average around 25 shots per game.
I can also assure you 100% that any question that starts off, did you hear what Nick Wright said? The answer is no.
Yeah, I missed that.
Yeah, yeah, and we'll continue to miss that. Oh, man, there's an inquiry on my race now.
Uh-oh. What's that mean?
Well, I might get disqualified from first to second, which would suck because my horse is 15-1, and I have win money and place money, so I'll let's try another phone call. Eugene. What's up, Eugene?
Sports guys. Hello?
Hey, sports.
The previous caller just said something I wanted to ask. What are the odds that Kevin Durant just all of a sudden pulls up a DeAndre Jordan?
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
I don't see it happening. Yeah. I mean, the only thing that can make Kevin Durant look worse at this point would be backing out of this.
Yeah, I agree. And I just don't think it's going to happen. Mike. Let's try Mike.
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Kind of an off-the-beaten-calf question. What are the chances you guys change the Gym of the Day song or do a different version, like a death metal version?
Bro, you think it's easy to just come up with songs?
Like, Gym of the Day, Gym of the Day. Oh.
That's like the most popular song we have. That's a hit song. You don't change it.
Do you ever call Paul McCartney and ask him to sing his songs differently?
Just a different version. As long as I've been listening to you guys, the Dick Van Dyke is kind of getting a little old to me. Maybe something different. I'm not saying it's not bad. It's just a different version.
Bro.
Like children love the Gym of the Day song. We're huge with five-year-olds with Gym of the Day.
That's like saying, hey, why don't you change up Happy Birthday? It's an all-time classic. You don't just go changing it up.
That Marilyn Monroe version was pretty good.
I got to be honest.
Mr. President.
I got to be honest. I'm pretty pissed about that call.
Well,
think it's easy to write it? Mind you, I wrote that song on the fly. How long did it take me to write that song, Fred? As long as it took me to sing it. That's it.
Pretty much, yeah. So.
You guys.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
I don't like that.
You know what, John? Take that and then put some metal behind it and see how that sounds. Just for this guy, we'll give him the version, and we're going to kind of flash it to him, and then we're never doing it again. All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.